She came in, she leaned close to Meyer, she said, "Barbara, it's low class type of job." And that kind of put a burn, like, I was like, ouch, you know? And
welcome to another episode of Innovation Somalia. I am your host, Abdul Ali. I'm coming to you from Columbus, Ohio. I'm really excited. Today's guest is somebody that most of you guys know. If you are in Columbus, Ohio, it's LA Snips. It's the barber that you've been seeing throughout Columbus that gives a free haircut to everybody and anybody that who comes his, but also, you know, talks some sense into people's mind and about positivity and stuff like that. So when I come across those videos, I was like, we gotta have him on the on the program. So I'm so excited. LA Snips, thank you so much for taking the time. I appreciate you.
Definitely, man. I'm grateful to be here. You know, Innovation Somalia.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's a big thing. It's a big thing.
Yeah. I like the positivity that's coming out of you when you are actually giving, you know, people that really cannot afford a haircut. So, mm-hmm. you know, you're out here and giving some free haircuts. What motivates you to do that?
Honestly, everybody, is just the confidence that a haircut gives you.
Yeah.
It's really, that's what I try to give people. I remember, you know, I got some bad haircuts, but I remember the good ones. And the confidence that I got from those haircuts, I just want to go ahead and give that to everybody.
Yeah, that's good, man. One good haircut outweighs million bad ones.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, but what got you into haircuts?
So,
what got you into barber, I should say?
Yeah. So, there was this local barbershop. Man, she gave me like my hairline was probably back here. I thought I was about to go bald, and it was really bad. But then I was like, man, how she messed me up so bad. Like, you know what? Let me go to Walmart, get my own clippers, and try it out myself. I went ahead, got the clippers, and man, I underestimated her work. I didn't realize how hard, you know, cutting hair was. To the point where I did myself so bad, I had to go bald.
Oh, wow.
Like, completely. Like, it was... But I realized, like, how much fun I had. I went ahead, but, like, I realized, like, how much fun, how much, like... Because just every time I mess myself up, I'll go, like, oh, what'd I do?
Yeah.
And then try to go back on YouTube, see, you know, search up, like, man, my history that night was how to fix, how to... So... And then eventually... I went ahead and asked my friend. I'm like, hey, is it okay if I give you a haircut? His reaction, hell no. Get away from me, bro. I'm not letting you cut my hair. And he jumped back. But I kind of told him, like, hey, man, I'm thinking about taking it seriously. And sort of kind of gave him the incentive that if you go ahead, you know, just get a cut from me right now while I'm starting, you get free cuts for life, man. Think about it.
Okay.
Think about it.
Okay.
And, yeah, he took it and he also called, and starting from then, that's how my barber career started.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's good. Now, does he get a free haircut for a while?
Well, he calls me almost every month.
Taking advantage of that.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. So, where is the positivity that's in you? Like, where did that come from? Like, you know, why, you know, a lot of people would be like, you know, I'm having a hard time focusing on the good side of life. Like, where did that came from for you?
Alhamdulillah, a big part of it is religion. You know, that's the big part. But also, it's just my personality. You know, I kind of see things as, dang, this happened. It's okay. Maybe something better gonna come after, you know, because everything happens for a reason. You know, and that's just really how my mindset has been. You know, especially with the negative comments that I started out with, you know, and alhamdulillah, they're positive. You know, I'm happy for that. But it took a lot of, like, mental challenges to go ahead and go forward from there.
What got you to have this thing documented? Because you're almost making your own documentary if you think about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But what pushed for that?
So the whole concept, I started off by doing little poets on the internet. That's how it started out.
Okay. Off. Are you a poet by nature, or are you just okay.
It was just kind of for fun. Everything was just really like, and I had fun with it. That was really the whole thing. It was just have fun with it. And I posted my first video. Man, like, it got a lot of numbers, and people start to notice me to the point I'm just getting, you know what I'm saying, just some Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and somebody would notice me, and they'll go ahead and talk to me about the poem. And so, like, that's what it was, just that whole interaction.
And, you know, during this whole documenting about your, you know, adventure with the haircut, and, you know, from where you are and where you wanted to go, obviously, you know, you have a vision for it, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what does that vision will look like when it's all said and done for you?
For me, the vision, I just really, like, what I'm seeing so far right now in the future is, inshallah, having all these barbershops, having, and, you know, having a lot of people say that they're inspired by me, and really just bring that, you know, that positive vibes.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Okay. So, and you come across like a lot of a different type of people,
mm-hmm.
you know, some good, some bad. What does it stand out?
So, like, are you talking about in clients?
Yeah. In clients wise. Yeah. Like, because you give, you know, like, for example, like the gentleman that you cut his hair on, mm-hmm. you know, 161, I think it was homeless guy.
Yeah. Believe,
you know, you see people at their worst and you see people at their best, you know, mm-hmm. like, what stand out?
Really, the ones that, you know, a lot of people, like, my aunt always tells me, you know, something, a bad review, somebody will tell it to 10, 15 ears. But a good positive review, some people might keep to themselves. So I kind of, the bad things kind of stand out for me. And one of them was this guy, he said, oh, my money's in the car. I'm going to go ahead and get the money. That boy was gone. You know, I did not see him again after that. But yeah, it's eventually like the amount of people he's gonna go to different barbershops, and one day he'll get caught, mess with the wrong person. But really what standing out to me was the fact that a lot of like old heads, you know, they really come in the shop, they understand like what I'm doing,
mm-hmm.
and they give advice. That's the one thing that I'm really appreciative about, the advice that they give me.
Yeah. I mean, think about this, man. A lot of people really don't value that, and that's a very smart way of you thinking about it. You know, mm-hmm. people that are really giving you their two cents, yeah. and you just kind of sort of filtering out and mm-hmm. taking what you know what fits. That's also part of the vision. You know, I admire that. Mm-hmm. I admire that. That's good stuff, man. What doesn't stand out?
What doesn't stand out?
Yeah.
I push away the comments. The comments, man. Like the real life comments, because those are the ones that hurt the most. You know, it's kind of easy to just, you know, deactivate your notifications and stay away from them. But the real life ones, those are the ones that stick in my head, where like I can look back my, you know what I'm saying, years and years, months and months back, and be like, dang, he said that to me, you know? So yeah, it's just the comments that stand out to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, comments, it's, you know, it messes with a lot of people, man. And I try not to think about, you know, and comments in a very bad way, but also they have their own ways of kind of sort of affecting it. But let's back out a little bit. You know, early on, you tell me that, you know, you went to Kenya.
Yeah.
How old were you when you went there?
So starting off, I was around like 9, 10, okay. around there. Okay. And I stayed in Kajado
okay.
for 2 years.
And that's Mombasa.
And that, no, it's not. That's yeah. somewhere like lower part of like Kenya, like south okay. side of Kenya.
Okay.
And then I came back to the U.S., did my elementary years.
Okay.
And then after that, I went back again and stayed for 5 years in Mombasa.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
5 years.
5 years, man.
From what age? What age?
So from 14, I'm like 14.
Okay.
To actually no, 12, turning to 13 to 17.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I bet those are the best times there.
Man, I learned a lot. That's okay. the one thing I'm really grateful for. I met a lot of great people.
What did you learn? What did you learn?
I learned like patience and, okay. you know, respect for your elders. That's something that I was troubled with starting, you know what I'm saying, as a young kid. I was very stubborn.
Okay.
You know, I wouldn't really respect, you know what I'm saying, those that are older than me.
Mm-hmm.
But back when going back to Kenya, realizing like, dang, these, you know, how hard people work. You know, I came back to the U.S. and I'm like, I got to work 10 times harder and give back, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, this is out of like, you know, out of our question.
Yeah.
Because based on this, was it the Ghan'ali's type of thing?
Oh, it's not like...
You want to call it?
Yeah.
Because I, you know, that's a big thing, because some people believe that, but but from what I'm hearing, I think it was positive experience for you.
Yeah,
you
know, alhamdulillah, I don't, there's a lot of things did happen.
Okay.
I think, and I'm just benefiting from the good, you know, that's what I'm learning from.
No, it's good because, you know, you're filtering out.
I mean,
that is like, you know, I mean, every day we get thrown out like, you know, a bunch of information. So it's up to you to filter it out and take the good ones. Because in life, you will get what you look for.
Yeah.
If you look negative, you will end up getting negative.
Right.
If you look positive, might as well just, it doesn't take much. You know, it's funny. You probably never heard this. Maybe you did. When you smile, you use less muscles on your face than when you make a sad face. Think about that for a minute.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So it doesn't take much, is what I'm trying to say. So, I mean, with smiling, you think you're pulling your cheeks back and showing your teeth. That takes a lot of muscle, but it takes more muscle to make it a mean face than to make it a smiley face.
Yeah.
So think about that. Think about that. So it's interesting, man. And I'm glad, you know, you gain a lot of understanding, and because, you know, one thing for me, I thank God that God brought me here just on the right age. If I were to come 3 years younger, you know, if I were to come when I was 13, 12, or maybe 15, I would not be sitting here. That's my own belief. Because one of the reasons that is, those are the times that you need on the proper and the right advice and the right guidance. And, you know, and if you don't have that on hands-on, then it could easily just push you on to the wrong way. So oftentimes I look back and I'm like, man, I've been here for that many years. If I and I think that I came in the right time. If I didn't come on the right time, things would have been much different. And that's one thing that, and think about it, because before I came here, I was like, man, I'm spending too much time in Kenya. Because man, when am I gonna get out? When am I gonna go? What is my time? You know, now I'm older enough. I get my own kids, and I'm thinking about it. I'm like, man, it was just the right time. You know, God had things for me in place, and as long as you always believed, you know, God is doing the right thing for you, then, you know, with a little bit of self-control, and I think that will make a big difference in life. You know, and that's the other thing too, you know, the Ghan'ali's and mental health, they go hand in hand. We, you know, and the reason I was telling you about the early story about the guy that I saw today, you know, and there's a lot of mental health issue. And I think, you know, kids experience, and when I say kids, I mean like, you know, 16, 17, you know, in America, that's not considered kids. You know, but what do you think about the mental health in all together? Like, when you hear the word mental health, what comes to you? What comes to your mind?
Honestly, it's like, it's a big topic, you know, just in, like all over the world. I don't think it's something that's also called, like, highly addressing the community. Like the Somali community, it's more something like something. Oh, hoy, I'm feeling this. What about you? Feel me? Go with Saqado, you know. And it's like, like, alhamdulillah, like I went through some mental challenges, but with, you know, saying Allah's guidance, He took me to the right places and everything. But some people don't really, you know, go through that. Don't really, you know. So yeah, mental health, well, it's a very high topic I'm not very knowledgeable about, so I don't really know much to say of.
No, I'm not asking specifically for an expert, but you know, everybody, you know, when you hear a word, something comes to your mind. So those are the kind of things that I'm kind of trying to understand, that, you know, a young man like you, you know, because there's a, I feel personally, this is just something that I've observed over the years, that there's a gap in especially in our Somali community, from young adults that are between age 15 to all the way to 19, 20, 21, 22, and parents. And it's nobody's fault. Nobody's say, because parents came here trying to make a better life for, you know, kids, right? For their own kids. So working two jobs, having in a place that is, you know, difficult, you know, affordable to live, but also that comes with its own and challenges and difficulties. So it's nobody's fault. Mm-hmm. But I think what we need to do, I feel like as a community, that we need to make it easy for kids just to express.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I struggle with this because you said, you know, a lot of people just go like, let's go with Sakalo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if that's not where your head is, mm-hmm. that's not the right help to you.
Right.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to say. Why do you feel, personally you, why mm-hmm. do you feel that's being looked down upon?
So alhamdulillah, with like looking down upon, it's more with the Somali community, you know. It's more of not the youngest, it's more the old heads, you know. And alhamdulillah, like the male's perspective, like the older males and everything, everybody's good. Like they understand, like it's a hustle, it could be a positive career. But I'll just tell you a story of what happened to me.
I want to hear that.
I was going to Sally's Halal Grill, right?
Okay.
I was getting some food. And while I'm waiting in the line, I see two moms, right? They're just sitting right there waiting on their order. And I just said, Assalamu alaikum to them, you know? And they saw me with my work uniform with the cape and everything, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. Kevin. And I go ahead and tell them, like, hey, how y'all doing? You guys just what's it called? Getting some food? Okay. And I just wait for my order. Mm-hmm. And then she asked me, she was curious about what I was wearing. She said, oh, mm-hmm. And she's like, you in college? You go to college? I said, no, inshallah, I'm about to go to college once I'm done with what I'm trying to do right now. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, what you do? I'm a barber. Mm-hmm. And then she kind of moved back. She stepped back. She's like, and I was kind of confused. I'm like, why'd you grab your face? Like, what's going on? Yeah. She came in. She leaned close to my ear. She said, "Barbara, it's low class. It's low class type of job." And that kind of put a burn. Like I was like, "Ouch," you know. But alhamdulillah, again, we just look at the positive things. I just see it more as maybe she just had a bad experience with, you know, barbers or. But a lot of people do feel like that. A lot of Somali moms, Somali aunts, uncles do feel like that. And it's something that got to be addressed. But at the same time, that's why I'm here. You know, I'm here so I can help these other new upcoming barbers understand that, hey, it's not a bad job. It's not a low-class job, you know. It's something, it's an art. It's something that people, you know, need.
Yeah, something people need, you know. And that's the other thing with our community. It's mm-hmm. just no filter.
Yeah.
No filter. I mean, like, if I'm thinking bad, I'll just kind of sort of spell you. No concern whatsoever. Like, mm-hmm. you know, the damage that I'm going to cause.
Yeah.
You know, like, God gave you a strong heart, but, you know, if there was anybody else that who was on the borderline doing something else, mm-hmm. bad or good, you know, that let's just say somebody that was trying not to go to the streets and you just say that to the person, mm-hmm. what do you think that person is going to do? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, like, our Somali people really need to reconsider about, you know, how they approach things. And certainly it's only exists within the Somali community, nothing else outside. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, look at the politician that in Somalia, like, they get their haircut sharp.
Yeah, that's what I'll say.
You know, there's a business in that stuff. No doubt about it. Uh-huh. So, yeah, you should never, ever once feel about this. I mean, mm-hmm. this is something that you enjoy doing. Man, you know, if you can, you know, if it doesn't feel like work, that's, you know, that's what you're going to buy.
Yeah.
And imagine how many people you're going to touch in their lives, you know. Mm-hmm. God will bless you in so many ways, so don't ever feel that. Man, other than that, it's just, you know, our community can just put a dent in it, and that's what creates the mental health issue.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But I just wanted to say, like, it's nothing like Sally, bro. I love y'all food, you feel me?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I don't
want to. No. We'll cut that part.
We'll
find a way that we don't have to mention about Sally and stuff. But yeah, you know, in our community, it's just kind of sort of, you know, that's the thing that's going on with the mental health too. So it's very challenging. What do you want to say to the old heads? What do you want to say to the old heads that think differently than, you know, in your generation?
I'd rather just feel me, just
okay.
Like, let them know that, you know what I'm saying, just show by example, you guys are what we look up to, you know. At the end of the day, you guys are Somali uncles, Somali fathers, and we want to learn from you guys, you know. So giving like this negative type of mentality by saying don't do this, rather than like uplifting and letting them know, like letting their kids know, letting the youth know, this is what you want to do, go for it, you know, and work hard at it. I'll just say, just have a better positive mindset towards your people.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, you know, if you guys are listening, that you think that, you know, your words doesn't matter, I guarantee you it does matter. So when you're talking to a young mind, please have some positive way of doing things, because that person is on the borderline going on the bad side of life.
Yeah.
So what you say really matters. So, you know, and if have you ever heard the term that if you don't have anything good to say, don't say it at all?
Man, my bus driver used to say it all the time. I'll never forget it.
School bus driver, right?
Yeah, school bus driver, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I asked enough for
that. Yeah, yeah.
You know, and so in going forward, you know, what do you hope to gain out of this journey? I know you're going out giving free haircuts and stuff like that, but, you know, what do you hope to gain out of it? And how do you see the future holding up?
Yeah, what I want to get out of what I'm doing is really just uplift the young barbers. Yeah, uplift the young want to be barbers, you know, those that want to be barbers, show them it's not, because there's no other Somali barber that I can look up to, you know. I'm talking social media wise, you know, there's a lot of good barbers in Columbus, but social media wise, there's not that many barbers where I could be like, that's the type of guy that, you know, that's the type of barber I want to be.
Okay.
So it's really just have that positive impact on the people and really show the older generation that, hey, this is what I want to show. This is me.
This is me. So what does the future hold for you?
Inshallah, like God knows, you feel me?
Okay.
But what I hope the future has for me is having that growth, you know, having me as a person, just, you know what I'm saying, and being able to uplift others, being able to influence others to do good.
Okay.
That's what it is.
And that's excellent, man. That's excellent. Do you have any advice? And this doesn't have to be in a barber, but this is just kind of sort of like a general across the board. For young kids that are young minds that are like, you know, trying to figure out in life and where they wanted to go and how they see life, do you have any advice for them?
Yeah, definitely. It's patience. Patience. I think that's one quality that a lot of people overlook, you know, is patience. Being able, most people, they just want quick.
Yeah.
Get rich quick, you know what I'm saying? That's why a lot of you'll see the get rich quick schemes, man, they got a lot of views, you know, because it's just people lack that patience. But I tell you, patience is what's going to give you that success, is what's going to give you that positive mindset where you're, you know, what's going bad for you, you're going, with patience, you're going to realize, dang, now it worked out.
Okay.
So it's all up to, it's just that patience. And if you really want to grow, just have that positive mindset.
Focusing on the positive side in life can make a big difference, and I think that's what you're doing. So that's an excellent, you know, where can people find you?
Yeah, right now I'm about to start barber school, inshallah, a couple of weeks.
Okay.
So I'll be at the barber school, but I have my private suite listed.
Okay.
You just got to DM me for the location.
Okay. Yeah. And where are you the mostly on social media? Are you on more TikTok? Or are you, where can people, you know, hit you up?
Instagram.
Instagram?
Instagram, yeah. Okay. That's where you'll find me.
You want to say your IG?
Yeah, LA.Sniffs. That's my Instagram.
That's it. So, well, thank you so much for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much, man. I'm happy to be on Innovation Somali, man.
Thank you. Thank you for taking the time. All right. Thanks. We'll leave it at that.
All right.
All right.